If you were not obsessed with the World Cup this weekend, I bet many of you were watching HBO's Game of Thrones. Last night was the season 4 finale. Our reporter Marine Olivezi in Libya was not watching because she's still transfixed by season 1. But if you're in Libya following any season of Game of Thrones, you're probably seeing some parallels the rest of us are not.
The idea came from a tweet I read about a month ago. One Libyan posted, "Just started watching Game of Thrones. Looks a lot like Libya, minus the sex." And I found the analogy pretty great. So when I arrived in Tripoli a week ago, I asked around to see if there was any Game of Thrones fans around here. Turns out there are a lot.
That includes Marine's translator, Hassan Moraja. He says the fictitious Seven Kingdoms in the series look pretty much like Libya. A whole bunch of competing clans, all trying to take the throne and pushing their own interests. Here's Marine and Hassan breaking it down.
So let's start at the very beginning. Season 1, the king is assassinated. In Libya, it's 2011, and the king, of course, is Muammar Gaddafi. One of the earlier king in the Game of Thrones story is referred to as the Mad King, which is fitting with the reputation Gaddafi had, lunatic, ruthless.
Yeah, and Gaddafi was nicknamed the Mad Dog, so...
Here you go.
The king can do as he likes!
The Mad King did as he liked. Has your Uncle Jamie ever told you what happened to him?
Okay, so just as many of the Game of Thrones kings, Gaddafi had a bloody reputation and a bloody ending. But still, he was the one holding together the Seven Kingdoms. And once he dies, well, everything falls apart. Today, Libya is into season 4, post-revolution, just like Game of Thrones. So let's look at the picture now. Who's who and what's going on here? Let's start with King's Landing, the capital.
And that's Tripoli, Libya's capital. Like in the show, whoever controls the capital, no matter what's going on elsewhere, controls, at least on paper, the rest of the kingdom. And Tripoli today, more or less, is controlled by mainstream Islamists related to the Muslim Brotherhood. That's the most powerful political group in Libya's parliament, and they are backed by some of the Libya's largest militias.
So you're saying the Islamists are like the Lannisters?
Yeah, absolutely. In the Game of Thrones, the Lannisters' hometown is Castle Rock. That would be Misrata in Libya. And just like the Lannisters, the Misratas have a reputation for holding a grudge.
Have you ever heard the phrase, rich as a Lannister? Of course you have. You're a smart man. You know who the Lannisters are. And of course, you have also heard the phrase, a Lannister always pays his debts.
So then what about Winterfell, home to the Stark family? Who are they?
For me, Winterfell is Benghazi. And the Starks, they're just like the Libyan army. Historically, the core of the Libyan army has been in Benghazi. In Libya today, you clearly have scores of people who say they want an army, not militias, because militias want the power for themselves. The army is just trying to do what's right, but the problem is they're not very powerful. In season 4, Winterfell is occupied, its forces are in shambles. You can pretty much say the same for Benghazi and the Libyan army at this point.
You think my life is some precious thing to me? That I would trade my honor for a few more years of war? But I grew up with soldiers. I learned how to die a long time ago.
If you're really into Game of Thrones, you'll want to hear our reporter Marine Olivezi and translator Hassan Moraja go deeper on the parallels with Libya. That's at PRI.org.